Tomorrow, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in a case that could undermine one of the government's most powerful tools for fighting fraud in government contracts and programs. Here's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
The False Claims Act dates back to the Civil War, when it was enacted to combat rampant fraud by private contractors who were overbilling or simply not delivering goods to the troops. But the law over time was weakened by congressional amendments. Then, in 1986, Congress toughened the law, and later toughened it again. The primary Senate sponsor was then, and still is, Iowa Republican Charles Grassley.
We wanted to anticipate and block every avenue that creative lawyers might use to allow a contractor to escape liability for overcharging.
Now, he's alarmed by a case before the Supreme Court this week. At issue is whether hundreds of major retail pharmacies across the country knowingly overcharged Medicaid and Medicare by overstating what their usual and customary prices are. If they did, under the law, they would be liable for triple damages. The case essentially began in 2006 when Walmart upended the retail pharmacy world by offering large numbers of frequently used drugs at very cheap prices, $4 for a 30-day supply with automatic refills for cash customers. That left the rest of the retail pharmacy industry trying to figure out how to compete. They came up with various offers that matched Walmart's prices for cash customers, but they billed Medicaid and Medicare using far higher prices, not what the government now says were in fact their usual and customary prices. Walmart did report its discounted cash prices as usual and customary, but other chains did not. Even as discounted prices became the majority of their cash sales, other retail pharmacies continued to bill the government at the previous and far higher prices. For example, between 2008 and 2012, Safeway charged just $10 for almost all its cash sales for a 90-day supply of a top-selling drug to reduce cholesterol. But it did not report $10 as its usual and customary price. Instead, Safeway told Medicare and Medicaid that its usual and customary prices ranged from $81 to $109 for the drug. Acting under the False Claims Act, two whistleblowers brought suit on behalf of the government, alleging that SuperValu and Safeway bilked the taxpayers of $200 million. But the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the chains had not acted knowingly, even if they, quote, might suspect, believe, or intend to file a false claim. And the appeals court further said that evidence about what the company and its executives knew is irrelevant as a matter of law. The whistleblowers appealed to the Supreme Court, joined by the federal government, 33 states, and Senator Grassley.
It's just contrary to what we intended. That test makes a hash of the law of fraud.
The statute is very specific. It says that a person or business knowingly defrauds the government when it presents a false or fraudulent claim for payment, and it defines knowingly as, quote, actual knowledge or deliberate ignorance or reckless disregard of the truth or falsity of the claim.
These are three distinct mental states, and it can be any one of them.
SuperValu and Safeway would not allow their lawyers to be interviewed for this broadcast, but in their briefs they argued that a strict intent requirement is required to hold businesses accountable under the statute. They're backed by a variety of business interests, among them defense contractors represented by lawyer Beth Brinkman in this case. This is a punitive law, she maintains, because it imposes harsh monetary penalties for wrongful conduct without clear enough agency guidance. Ultimately, she argues, the question is not one of facts.
And if there's more than one reasonable interpretation of the law, and your claim is consistent with one of those, you don't know that it's false.
Tejinder Singh, representing the whistleblowers, scoffs at that interpretation, calling it an after-the-fact justification for breaking the law.
It has nothing to do with what you believed at the time you acted. It has everything to do with what you can make up afterward.
A decision in the case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.